Our guest analyst this afternoon, Bob Liebacher, president of RML Trading. Bob, kind of a risk-off type day again today.
Well, it seems like we're following the stock market, and of course we've had a wild ride there. Nothing to have a 1,000-point move on the Dow here the last three, 4 days, going into last week even. And it's kind of following the market as far as the grains following the stock market. Yesterday we had a big day up for different reasons. Today we're down, and market kind of following with. Same could be said of the cattle market. I see the read an article, the cattle market has followed the stock market about 0.97% of the time, or 97% of the time. So it's volatile, and had a little rally in the grains here, led on some optimism, and maybe China's supposed to be buying sorghum and that type of thing. And then today we pull back, no weather issues. Next week we have a supply and demand report on Tuesday, and then, of course, the acreage on the end of the month. So that'll be the focus here as we move forward.
Now, the volatility has been so extreme. Does that just cause traders to pull their money off the table then?
Well, I don't know. You know, the grain market hasn't really gone anywhere, so it isn't. You know, we've been in this sideways trading range, you know, and the corn made new lows here up until 5-6 days ago, and then we did see a little bit of a rally. And wheat market, earlier we'd had a decent rally, but then we gave that back and then some. So it's kind of like too high to buy and too cheap to sell, and just kind of waiting for some kind of a news to break this thing to the upside, whether it be a weather market or demand, and we just kind of keep treading time here.
Yeah. No, yeah, but you start hearing so much stuff on the outside markets dealing with the coronavirus and whether it is or whether it isn't. The trade just, I think you kind of tend to expect this thing to be moving all over the place. And like you said, we've been fairly steady here, actually.
Right. Yeah, the grains haven't been too volatile. I mean, if we had a rally, then we give it back. And if it gets low enough, then it does come back. You know, there again, I think it's too early to pounce on it with the full growing season ahead. We haven't even, you know, maybe in the very southern part of Texas and some of the southeast, maybe they're rolling a little bit. But for the most part, I mean, it's just way early yet to worry about that the crop is in when we haven't even started. And then there's plenty areas that are wet and northern tier not having all the corn off yet. And there's going to be a lot of issues there that could lead to preventer plant. And so we got a lot of history to write here as we move forward.
Yeah. Cattle market, too, as you said, been following the Dow. Hog market's been the one that's kind of been the bright spot here lately.
Well, I think it may be a little optimism on China coming into the market with their hog issues, the idea that they're buying some sorghum. Also, I think there was some optimism on the corn because of their hog possibilities of purchases and that type of thing. Cattle market has just been just about step for step to the stock market. And we're down 260 in April. Cows here today and yesterday with the big move in the stock market, we were up. And last week when we had that meltdown that one day, the cattle were down. And so, yeah, pretty volatile, choppy, but not really going anywhere.
Yeah. Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of here?
No, I think every day it will be, you know, stock market, whatever direction, and then we'll get that monthly supply and demand report on Tuesday. And then by then we should start getting some guesstimates, you know, for the planted acres that are going to be coming in to this year. And then, of course, every day that goes by, start looking at the weather just a little bit more.
Bob Liebacher at RML Trading.